This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver has its $14 million budget locked in for 2024. City Council unanimously approved Mayor Mike Johnston's plan. It's the city's first budget from a new mayor in 12 years. More than $13 million will go towards rental assistance, with another million dedicated to making transportation safer. There's also money set aside for expanding Denver's police department. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021 pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity today. At a preliminary hearing, a lead detective told a judge that the alleged shooter was targeting people who were fearful or running away from him. A trial is tentatively set for late summer 2024. The shooter was found mentally competent to be tried in August and will continue to be forcibly medicated at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo. Two public meetings this week will address the future management of target shooting on Forest Service land in central Colorado. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
The U.S. Forest Service says target shooting has grown in popularity over the past decade, resulting in concerns for public safety. Some of those issues include shooting-related wildfires, user conflicts, and property damage. One of the proposed management actions is to close portions of Pike National Forest to target shooting. The Forest Service isn't taking public comment yet. Rather, the agency is hosting a couple of meetings aimed at providing context and additional information. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
An in-person meeting takes place tomorrow at the Teller County Sheriff's Office in Divide. This is CPR News.